Hello and welcome to the Crying Burns Calories podcast. I'm your host, Katie Saltzman, personal trainer, nutrition coach, entrepreneur, creator, and expert in teaching women how to take back control of their health, their mindset, and their happiness. Most of you know me as a nutrition coach, but this podcast and this platform is going to be so much more. This is a place where I want to be able to talk about it all. Yes, of course, health and fitness, but also relationships, social media, adulting, hormones, just life. I want this podcast to cover all the ups and downs, and I want you to know that you're not alone. Ultimately, I'm here to give you the confidence to break through what's holding you back, to embrace who you fully are and show up authentically in life. Because life is messy, it's not perfect, and it's not meant to be. So grab your wine, a drink, or if you're like me, that chocolate or that ice cream, because it's time to take our stories and the things we go through and make them our superpower. It's time to laugh, cry, learn, and understand that we are all in this together. So let's dive in. We are diving all into personal branding and building a dreamy product suite that your clients cannot resist. Last episode, we chatted about content creation, how to be stronger with that, why content creation isn't the end all be all of your business. And this is the second piece of the puzzle. And I think the biggest piece, it's something that I am ultra, ultra passionate about. I remember when I was pivoting to business coaching, there are a lot of business coaches out there. Let's be honest. They're like, we see them in our feed all the time. And I thought to myself, how am I going to make myself stand out in a crowd of business coaches? And so I always work backwards. I'm a huge whiteboard girly. If you don't have a whiteboard that you brainstorm out on and you're somebody that likes to just get things out on paper to see, I highly, highly recommend it. Brainstorm dumping on whiteboards has been one of the things that has helped me be massively successful in business because I can get my thoughts, ideas on paper. I can organize them. And so many ideas come to life when you're getting them out versus just like typing them in your notes app or sitting there thinking about them. So I remember this whiteboard session and I started writing down things like, I want to help people stand out from the sea of same on social media. I want to help women be able to create really authentic businesses that add to their life. Some of the things that I really disliked in the business coaching world and the coaches that I hired, and this is no shade to anybody because every single coach I've hired has played a role in where I am now in business. And I'm ultra grateful for that. And there is a rhyme and a reason to why I hired them. But in the beginning, I was all about strategy and money and grow, grow, grow. And I built a lot of businesses that didn't at all align with a life that I wanted and that were solely invested in my energy and my time. So I had to show up and consistently trade time for money. And when you're consistently trading time for money, there is only so far that you can grow. And when I started to really tap into my personal brand and building a product suite that created more flexibility and fun, not only in the lives of others, but in my life, my business really started to expand and take off. So when I was doing this whiteboard session, I'm like, this is it. This is what I'm going to help women do is find who they are in business. Stop creating cookie cutter businesses like everyone else. Be able to have more funnels into their business and more flexibility for them and also for the clients coming into their world. Because how many of you listening have been in the one-on-one grind forever and it's just consistently clients in, clients out, clients in, clients out. And there's not a lot of other ways to work with you. And that doesn't leave a lot of flexibility for your audience. And it also doesn't really cultivate community. All it does is cultivate clients for 3 or 6 months. And then yes, of course, your experience is going to help them keep you in their world. And I know that's why a lot of the women stayed in my world after just me being a one-on-one coach for so long. But when you can get people in your world at different levels and start to think more expansive and have different product suites and different options and create a lot of fun for your audience, your business will absolutely take off and it will also create a lot of freedom in your life, which let's be honest, that's the reason we got into business. The reason I got into business is because I wanted freedom and flexibility. And then I realized I built a business that completely took that away. And I don't want you to have that. So if you're in that situation right now, listening to this, and you're like, hello, that is me. I feel you, you're heard, you're seen. That is where so many women start with me. And that is also where I was. It's what we're taught. It's no fault of our own. It's what we're taught. And it worked at one point, but also that is not the strategy that is going to get us to the next level. That is the strategy that is going to keep repeating the same thing in your business. And if you're at a point where you're really, really happy in your business and you want to keep repeating this, then this episode might not be for you. But I have a small feeling that if you're listening to this and you're interested in this, it's probably because you want change. You want growth. You want expansion. You want freedom, and you also want your business to match the life that you want to create. And that is what we are diving into. I firmly believe, like, I will die on the hill that personal branding is going to be the one thing that takes us to the next level with proper strategy behind it. Obviously, my personal branding sessions with my clients aren't just like, hey, how do we brand you personally? There is strategy, there is rhyme, there is reason. But when I talk about personal branding, if this is something that you're new to, it's basically establishing this like really memorable identity for yourself as an individual within your industry or your niche. So showcasing your unique strengths, values, expertise, and also personality, hello, to create really strong, authentic connections with your audience. Like, it's the biggest tool, the most powerful tool for building trust, credibility, and influence when we're wanting to have business growth and success. Because let's be honest, the online world is competitive. Can we just call it what it is? It's competitive, it's oversaturated, and we have to be able to stand out from the crowd. And personal branding helps you stand out from the sea of same, which means if you're creating cookie cutter businesses, copy and paste businesses like everyone else, and everything in your feed also looks like the content that you're creating, it is time to step into your personal branding season. So let's talk about some of the aspects of personal branding that can help you really expand your business. Number one is, again, you stand out in a crowded marketplace. It showcases what makes you unique and why customers should choose your offerings over competitors. This is a huge one because, again, I'm a metabolism coach and a business coach. There are a lot of people that do what I do. But what are the reasons that you're here right now? What is the reason that you're listening to this podcast? Why is the reason that you consume my content or that you've hired me as a coach in business and health? Or I have a lot of women that have worked with me in both. It's because of who I am. It's because of how I show up. And it's because of the personal brand that I created, that your health and your business should add to your life. It should create happiness, fun, and freedom. And that is what I create in my world. And that's also what I showcase. I showcase that in my everyday life by dancing, by doing the things that I'm doing, by helping and impacting women. And that's most likely the reason that you're here. So if you're wondering, you know, what is my personal brand? My question for you that I really want you to actually dive into today is, what makes you stand out from the crowd? I do this in my Start to Six Figures, which is a 10-week program of mine where I take women in the starting phases of their business and help them scale to six figures. I ask them this one question. If somebody were to say to you, why should I hire you over a competitor, somebody that does something very similar to you, you better have a freaking good answer. You better know what makes you stand out from the crowd. And if you don't, amazing, high five. This is the best opportunity to figure it out. I want you to brain dump that on paper. What the heck makes me so different? Why should somebody hire me over other coaches? What do I offer that's different? And maybe right now you don't offer a lot that's different. That is opportunity to create something in your industry that is different, that makes you stand out. Personal branding also helps create a lot of trust and credibility with your audience. This is another reason why I think that I've been able to build the audience that I have and also help a lot of successful business owners build their audience, is because before, without a personal brand, we're looking at creating content, we're looking at sales, we're looking at marketing. And like, yes, some of those things are great, but you're missing a huge piece, which is connection. The connection piece is the trust and the credibility. When people resonate with your stories, with your values, with your expertise, they are more likely to trust your recommendations, but also become loyal customers, not just now, but for the rest of your life. This contributes to massive long-term success, like investing in personal branding. If you're like, well, how do I recession-proof my business? Girl, a personal brand, because it's pivot proof. Because people are not coming to you just for your programs, they are coming to you for who you are. They are coming to you for trust and credibility. So investing in a personal brand is like building a solid foundation for sustainable growth, retention, and also expansion coming down the road. I also think it can really help with engagement in your audience. And if you're somebody that doesn't feel like they get a lot of engagement, definitely go listen to my last episode where I talk all about content creation. But personal branding humanizes your business. Like, come on, who doesn't want human connection? Gone are the days of the freaking like perfectly aesthetic Instagram pages and reels and, you know, filters and looking perfect. That it's the reason that I don't put, you know, I don't make like perfect pictures when I make reels and have that be the square on Instagram. It's the reason that I don't do like follow for follow, and all those things don't work for engagement. What works for engagement is humanizing your business and brand, and also creating a lot of really juicy freaking content that makes it easier for your audience to connect and engage on a deeper level. Yes, we want to educate. We want to empower, but if we can create an emotional connection, it leads to stronger relationships, and it also leads to increased customer loyalty. So if you're listening to this and you're not convinced that you should create a personal brand or start working on that phase and season of your business, I do not know what is going to convince you. And the next step to this, what really helps solidify a personal brand, is introducing your audience to a really dreamy product suite that also brings out your personal brand as a coach. These two are cohesive. They work hand in hand. It's like peanut butter and jelly, baby. You have to have both. So if you're like, Katie, what does a dreamy product suite look like? If you're somebody that has one-on-one coaching or small group programs, those things live in your product suite. So it refers to a collection of products and services that are not only aligned with your personal brand, but also huge stars designed to meet the specific needs of your target audience. So these products and services should be really freaking exciting. They should be satisfying. They should add value, and it should make them irresistible to your ideal clients. Again, most of the time we don't have this. We're like, hey, spots open for one-on-one coaching, but it's like, what impact is that going to create in my life? How is it going to change my life? How is it going to add excitement? Whenever I'm doing deep dives in business with my coaching clients, I'm always asking them, would you buy this? Because so many women come to me with really like cute little names and taglines, and I love that. But what is the transformation you're creating? What is the excitement in their life? What do they need in their life? And are you showing them? And are you actually creating that in their life? And if not, how do we start to do that? So that's something that I really want you to dive into when you're looking at your specific product suite is it designed to just meet your specific needs of what you want for income, or is it designed to also meet your audience's specific needs? Because if you can hit both of those, you're going to be able to scale way beyond what your income goal is right now. So let's talk a little bit about how product suites and personal branding work together. And I just want to say that if you are in this podcast, like, I need to know more. I'm telling you on this episode a lot of the why your brand identity, your personal brand, your product suites are so important. I'm going to do a free masterclass on the how, exactly how you build a dreamy product suite and a personal brand. I'm literally taking you through the steps that I take my clients through, and I'm doing it for free, you guys, literally for free. So if you're listening to this in real time, it's going to be next Sunday, May 5th. I'm going to put the link below. It's going to be Sunday night at 6 p.m. EST. Link is going to be below in the show notes. So pause this episode right now, go sign up for it, and make sure you come back, because I'm going to dive into why personal brand and product suites can really, really help just amplify your entire business. So when you have both together, you have products and services that also reflect your values and your missions and also the aesthetics of your personal brand. And when I say aesthetics, I don't mean you have to look like perfect, but think of aesthetics as your personality. This is huge. My personality is fun, is bubbly, is outgoing, but is also like honest and real. And I'm not afraid to say if I'm having a bad day, but I will be showing up on camera the next day to like do a little dance and being like, hey guys, I'm literally back to life. Aesthetics of your personal brand is really your personality. So we got to make sure that that also equates to the products and services that you're delivering. So like I've used this example is I want to create fun and freedom in women's lives. I want them to live their happiest, healthiest, most authentic life, but also one that creates a hell of a lot of wealth for them. And so my brand identity and also my programs, both of those add up to that. So my question for you is, are your products and your brand identity really going together? Think about what you stand for, what the impact that you want to create in your life, and does your product suite show that? Does it showcase it at all? And if not, like how do we start to get it to? Another reason is you maintain consistency in your brand messaging, like across all platforms when you have these things together. Your brand voice and your tone also show up in the products and the services that you're delivering. Like that's huge that those two things are adding up together. So you can sell your product, but when you show up as a coach, it matches exactly to what they sell. Because how many of us have shown up to something before having way different expectations than what it was, and we're usually let down. And this creates like a much more cohesive experience for your client. And also they're way more likely to hire you again. Whether you're doing coaching, small group, whether you're doing digital products, which I'm adding in a lot of digital products in all of my client suites. So they have these different offerings to either add on in addition to what they're doing, or to have low ticket offers to have people come into their world to fall in love with them and then stay in their world. When you get your personal brand and your product suite to come together, what you create is signature products, flagship offerings that embody who you are and what you do. But the best part is that when you have signature products, nobody can replicate them because they are not you. These products become synonymous with your brand and they serve as what makes you different in this market. Think of brands that you have right now that have signature products, whether it is group fitness classes that you take, whether it's, you know, a makeup brand that you go to, whether it's a coach that you hire, they have signature products and signature formats. And we sure as heck better find those products and formats for you. And we better start talking about them and getting really, really excited about them. The last reason is these integrate branding and storytelling into your business. So when you have product suites, specific names, you have storytelling behind what you do, which is a personal brand, this reinforces your identity. So it incorporates elements like taglines, names, narratives, and it makes them think about you. No matter what you're doing, it makes them think about you. So I'll use this example of a client that I had the other day. And one of the things that we've started doing is just showcasing a little bit more of who she is in the smallest ways. And this might not seem very big when I talk about it. I'm not like, hey, how I took my client from 1K to 50K months. But what we started doing were these little tweaks in her business. And she signed a high ticket one-on-one client because she started showing that she makes matcha every single day on her stories. So let me give you this example. She started, when we were starting, she's like, I don't know how to create a personal brand. And I was like, well, what is something that you do every single day that you think your audience would be interested in? And she's like, I love making matcha. I love making all different types of matcha. And it's something that's really exciting to me. Iced matcha, hot matcha, I add in lavender, I add in all these different flavors. And I was like, first of all, I want to see more of that. So I definitely think you should be showing that on your story. So it's something that she's done. And what this has done is it's created personality, it's created connection in conversation outside of her selling in the DMs or outside of her creating content just based on, you know, her business. It's creating a little bit more personality. It's showing the human side of things. So she had somebody DM her on Instagram that literally took a picture of her at Costco. Her at Costco, she found the matcha and she's like, I'm literally buying this matcha because of you. I love all the things that you post and I'm like so excited to try it. So they started chatting more in the DMs and it turns out that this girl not only follows her because of the matcha and she loves the things that she posts, but because she's actually considering hiring her as a coach. So this conversation turned into a high ticket offer. She bought over 15K worth of coaching from her because she posted matcha. So if you're sitting here like, oh, should I even post this? Does it even matter? Yes. Create that human connection. Create a brand journey for customers from like discovery, who you are, building community, purchase, and beyond. Because when you can integrate these things, you can create an experience that resonates with your audience, that fosters loyalty, that drives business growth, and something that is unstoppable. Your business should feel unstoppable. It should feel so exciting. It should feel growth and expansive and scary in all of these different ways. And if you're feeling really, really stuck in the muck, like all I'm doing is repeating the same things over and over and over again, I want you to be a part of this workshop that I'm doing on creating dreamy personal brands and building product suites, because I'm going to teach you exactly the things that you need to be doing in your life and in your business to do that. So if I got you super hype and excited about this, go to the link below. Sign up for the masterclass next Sunday. I truly, truly cannot wait to see you there. And if you are listening to this and loving it, take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, shout me out so I can shout you out. And I just appreciate you being here so much.
If you vibe with this episode, I would love to hear from you. You know, at Crying Burns Calories, we are all about community and connection and just changing the conversation about life for women. So if this episode was helpful for you, I would love if you could tag me, share it on your Instagram stories so I can thank you, and also so we can just continue to get the message out and growing this amazing community.